Jesus in John chapter 14, verse 26 says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." The Holy Spirit is the, of course, third member of the Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, Jesus told his disciples about the Holy Spirit during his final days of physically walking the earth for the first time. It's John the Baptist who first introduces us to the Holy Spirit. This is in Mark chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. And he, meaning John the Baptist, preached, saying, "There comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. I indeed baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." When Jesus tells us that he is giving us the Holy Spirit, he has complete authority to do that, since the Holy Spirit was given to Jesus by Father God. Staying in the first chapter of Mark, let's move up to verses 9 through 11. "It came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth to Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" Think back. How many times have you heard someone say that they gave a big gift to a child, but the kid spent more time with the large box that it came in? Same is true about those who receive the Holy Spirit, in a manner of speaking. There are those who read what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit, close the Bible, sit down, and wait. The Holy Spirit is what opens your spiritual sight and hearing to bring you closer to God's wisdom and his love. Jesus explains this in John chapter 16, verses 12 through 14. "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The actions we are to take to fully grow in the gift of the Holy Spirit, they're not superficial. Romans chapter 14, verse 17 tells us this, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, we're also taught that while the Holy Spirit is a gift given to us, we are in the Spirit equally as much as the Spirit is in us. Reading here, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Now, just as you would with any precious gift, we are to treat the gift of the Holy Spirit in all ways that are thankful and loving, as Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 instructs us, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." That verse also tells us why we are to cherish in faith and obedience the Holy Spirit. We are sealed for the day of redemption. When that day, of course the rapture, takes place that we're all waiting for, it's those in the Holy Spirit who will be taken up. Now, you might say that even if I grieve the Holy Spirit, I'll be forgiven, right? Well, not all is forgiven. Let's turn to Luke chapter 12, verse 10, Jesus speaking, "And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven." No interpretation, no Bible concordance is needed. It can't be made any more clear than that. Now, if you're a person who has confessed to yourself that you're lost, that you're seeking, how do you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? Well, I'm glad you asked that, because Peter in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, has the step-by-step instructions. "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'"